For high-achieving minority students since 2005, the eligibility criteria have been broadened, and it includes students, of course, who are from underrepresented minority groups, but we're also from underrepresented counties, and there's a definition of those. It's for those counties that send only a very, very few students to the campuses of the university. Most of them are southern part of the state. I've learned my state geography in my few months in my job here. And also for students who have family income at or below the poverty line. So the students need to meet one or more of these criteria. Let me give you some facts about the program. First of all, here I've shown the enrollment of the PAP freshmen. So these are the incoming students. The composition in later years may be different because the students, unfortunately, don't all graduate. But this is the evolution of the enrollment in the program for freshmen. So as I mentioned, we started around 110, and the program grew rapidly, and it has grown very significantly over the years. Typically, Urbana PAP students make up for about two-thirds of the program, Chicago one-third, and Springfield just started having freshmen, so it's still a very small, about a 1% component of the program. What you can see, though, in this graph, that in the past few years, there's been kind of a leveling off of the enrollment of freshmen in the program, and we believe that this is due to the fact that since the terms of the programs have not been changed since 1985, the awards are not necessarily competitive enough to bring the best students. So the yield of our offers has really suffered, and you can see that. We'll see it in some other graphs later on. The profile of the students who enrolled in PAP, and here I'm not talking about freshmen anymore, I'm talking about the total enrollment. So freshmen, sophomore, junior, seniors. In 2011, this year really, 2011-12 academic years, the following, about half of them are Hispanic, about a quarter are African American, and then you can see the percentages for the other categories of the population. PAP, as I mentioned earlier, is a program of excellence. So it does account for a significant portion of the underrepresented minority students on the campuses at the undergraduate level, but not all of them by a long stretch. Nevertheless, the program provides what we call critical mass to a minority enrollment. So there's a lot of information on these slides. This is the evolution of African-American and Hispanic student enrollment over the years. And the scale here, be careful, is nonlinear. There's jumps of 10 years for the first three data points, and then it's year by year. What you can see is that the green bar represents the PAP enrollment, so those minority students who are in the PAP program, and the gray bar represents those minority students who are not in the PAP program. And this is a snapshot here at the top in the percentages for the past year. So in PAP, 36% of the African-American students are in PAP, and 64% are not in PAP, and the ratio is 40-60 for Hispanic students. So, and that's been pretty much constant over the years. I'd like to draw your attention again on the leveling off of the enrollment in African Americans and Hispanic. We're not growing anymore, even though, at least in the Hispanic category, the total enrollment is growing. The other thing is that there has been a decline in the number of African American students, both non-PAP and PAP, and this is partly due to pipeline issues and the decreasing number of African-American males graduating from high school. On the other